from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Stock Market Report is sponsored by Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, home of the $21,000 discount. KendallDodgeChryslerJeepRam.com. Nice day on Wall Street. The Dow closes above 40,000 points again. So it's been a nice little comeback. Dow Jones up 242 points today. S&P 500 up 20 points. That's a higher close for the S&P 500 for five straight days now. And the NASDAQ up 5 points.
Hey.
Give you a little training camp update here. Sponsored by Miami-Dade County Public Schools Technical Colleges. Are you ready to level up your career game? MDCPS Technical Colleges have got you covered. Choose from tons of programs, learn from top-notch certified instructors, and get real-world experience. And the best part, you can graduate debt-free in just 1 to 2 years. Ready to make the move? Log on to careerinayear.com or call 305-558-8000. MDCPS Technical Colleges, your best choice for a brighter future. Adam Beasley from Pro Football Talk, he tweeted out today, Dolphins injury report per Mike McDaniel. Benito Jones is day-to-day. Mm-hmm. Dolphins are being proactive with Jalen Ramsey with something he's dealing with, quote. Isaiah Wynn, who remains on the PUP, is dealing with compounding stuff, lower extremity related. He had a major quad injury. So those are some remarks that Mike McDaniel had made that Adam Beasley put into a tweet so that everybody knows kind of exactly what's going on. Dolphins' next preseason game is Saturday, Hard Rock Stadium, the Washington Commanders, and Riverboat Ron Rivera. Joe Theismann at quarterback.
Nope.
And who's that crazy white running back that I'm trying to think of?
The white running back.
Yeah, the Washington Redskins. It was a nut job, this guy.
Oh, back in the day?
Oh, like, yeah, way back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see.
Thought you were thinking about the guy from the Browns.
Who?
The big white dude that was on the front of Madden because he had two good games.
Oh, Peyton Hillis.
Peyton Hillis. He's the only white running back I can think of other than
John Riggins. That's who I was thinking of.
John Riggins. That was a bad man.
That was a bad man.
That was Riggins, Zonka. There was some big, crazy, powerful white running backs back when you were 14.
It was probably when I was 14. Yeah, because John Riggins was in the 80s, wasn't he?
Yeah.
was a bad dude. All right, let's get headlines. The Dolphins line, by the way. I mean, listen, I don't know if you want to bet on preseason football. I don't recommend it. I do it, but I don't recommend it for you. Dolphins line is... Dolphins -1.5. Weren't they getting points just a couple days ago?
No, they were dogs. They've been dogs both times.
But they're 1.5-point favorites now.
They were dogs for game one. I think
they were dogs for game one.
Yeah.
All right, I just wonder if we've heard about someone playing or not. I don't know if that...
Maybe Tua's little thing about wanting to play.
Yeah.
It just,
Eagles play the Patriots tomorrow.
Yeah.
Thursday night football.
Yeah, my guess is we're going to see the starters on Saturday. I mean, wouldn't you... And you know, maybe this is me just being... naive, but Crowder, you have three preseason games. This is your final home preseason game, and then the third one is in Tampa Bay. Like, wouldn't you play your starters if you were going to play them at home for a preseason game, or is that not at all a thought process of a head coach?
No, it's 100%. And I think we talked about it where Tua is saying he wants to play. It's not where he wants to argue with Mike McDaniel. It's that somebody
kind of knows
to him. Yeah, and he kind of knows. So, yeah. Solana, you said it. In the past, the starters play in preseason game two. Does it make sense to play at home? You have your home crowd. You want to get them invigorated so you can have your dogs out there. Yes. And they're not hurt.
Is anyone going into the regular season without taking preseason snaps? I'm talking about like skill positions. Like, I wouldn't put Teron Armstead out there even if he begged me to play. But like, is Aaron Rodgers going to go the entire preseason without taking a snap? Is Lamar Jackson? Is Tua? Is like, is that a strategy as well? Because that seems very, I don't know, risky to me.
Does it seem risky because you're used to seeing guys in the preseason?
No, I just think it's like, it's kind of silly to me that Aaron Rodgers, and I know he doesn't need preseason snaps, but it seems kind of silly to me that the first snap he's going to take, and by the way, it didn't work out last season. I don't know if he took preseason snaps or not, but he didn't last very long in the regular season. But like, you go out there, you're telling me the first snaps that you're going to take in a game situation are just going to be game one? Like, even if you took eight snaps in the preseason, I don't know.
We've agreed that the joint practices.
Right.
Those are like, you're playing full speed football, but it's not in front of a big stadium where like those guys don't. I honestly, to your point, I watch Jason Taylor wear tennis shoes to practice and just run around the edge over and over again.
But did he not take a snap in preseason?
He didn't need it.
I know he didn't need it. Did he not take a single snap in preseason?
If to that point, and I can go back and look and we can look it up, but like, does Tyreek need to remember how to run fast and catch?
No.
Like, he doesn't. Does Aaron Rodgers need to get under center in front of 10,000 if the same intensity?
But does Noah Lyles need to run, you know, what do they call them, qualifiers? Or could he just go out there in the, like, I feel like all that helps.
I think we've been kind of jaded by this thought, and I'm swung the other way. Like, my whole thing was get prepared, learn how to tackle, full-speed football. But I'm thinking about it. Like, I don't think Patrick Mahomes, does Austin Reed need some work? Yes. Does Josh Allen need to go run around?
I'm not saying he needs work. I just think it's funny to think that his first snap against competition would be in the regular season. I don't know.
For what? What other job do you need?
I don't know. College does it.
They don't. They're going to go out there and play. But what, any other job you need a warm-up to do? Like, you don't need a warm-up. You're a professional. You're best. You're the best at your craft. Mm. Go do your job.
By the way, some people texted in. Somebody says I would have said Boston. Someone else says that was Kansas. Yes, it was not Thin Lizzy. I was just goofing when Crowder said that it was Kansas. All right, let's get headlines here for the 4 o'clock hour with Alejandro Solana.
Driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. This has just come across the wire from our friend Brett McMurphy. Miami transfer Tyler Van Dyke named Wisconsin's starting quarterback this year.
I saw that.
They ain't
competing. OTVD.
Good luck, Wisconsin.
I'm rooting for him. Rooting for him.
Man, he balled that first year.
TBD gave us some good moments as Hurricanes fans.
He went crazy that first year.
They won 5 games. What do you like? He went crazy.
He had some games where I think he broke some records, didn't he?
He had like 4 or 5 300 passing yard games in a row. Like
yeah,
he
it was ridiculous.
It was some crazy stuff he did, Solana.
No, yeah, it was crazy when they lost to Middle Tennessee. With him under center. No, it's crazy. No, you're right. It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy.
I'm not telling you he should have won the Heisman. I'm just saying I hope he does well in Wisconsin. I thought he gave us some good moments.
No, they're going to love it watching him not be able to complete a pass down the middle of the field, 12 yards, wide open receiver. I mean, the Badgers are going to love it.
Quarterback's name, Boo Boo Lagoon. What's his name, Boo Boo Lagoon?
Don't you dare disparage Alex Magoo. Do not do it because the dude has been tearing it up
lightly
in the USFL like you would not believe.
There is no USFL.
One of those leagues. I don't remember what league it is.
Yeah, it's the UFL now. It.
Whatever.
Get him, Boo Boo.
I have Boo Boo Magoo.
Boo Boo Magoo. He going to criticize Tyler Van Dyke.
I'm trying to... trying to look up where he's at right now. Let's see.
Publix, Bagger.
Alex Magoo. He's currently a free agent. All right, so he's just mulling over some offers right now in the NFL. Mm-hmm.
Where is Boo Boo Magoo? Where is Boo Boo Magoo? It doesn't seem to understand. Oh, look at that. There's a Boo Boo Magoo character. There's a book. Boo Boo Magoo goes to the beach. The wonderful world of Boo Boo Magoo. Look at that.
He's an author now.
He's a dog in kids' books. Boo Boo Magoo.
Boo Boo Magoo.
This is actually crazy. I know nobody cares about Alex Magoo. So he was the USFL MVP, 2-time champion of the USFL, led the league in passing touchdowns, passer rating, completion percentage, all that stuff. So he really did dominate the USFL. His most recent stint in the NFL was this past year, signed with the Green Bay Packers, was on their practice squad, but Matt LaFleur thought Magoo was going to transition from quarterback to wide receiver. I don't know why. And he was cut.
Hmm.
Damn, Boo Boo.
All right.
Man.
JJ McCarthy is out for the season, by the way. He had knee surgery today, meniscus surgery. The report was that it was successful. He'll miss the rest of the season. We're expecting the NBA schedule as early as tomorrow. They announced at 3 p.m. there will be a schedule release show on ESPN.
All right.
We'll find out the Heat schedule mañana. Inter-Miami lost.
I understand they'll be playing the Knicks a few times, Pacers a few times, Cavs, Bulls. This is just what my sources are telling me.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Pistons. Hawks.
What? Tough schedule.
82-0. That's my prediction. Inter Miami was eliminated in League's Cup action last night, so they don't repeat. They're off until the 24th of August. The Marlins play tonight, 6:40, coming off a shutout victory over the Philadelphia Phillies last night.
All right.
I kind of want to debut a new segment like athletes lying, just flat out lying.
Let's do it. All right. Do it.
Here we go. Carmelo Anthony said he wouldn't trade his gold medals for an NBA championship.
Oh, I saw Dak Prescott the other day say he doesn't play football for money. It's never been about money. Okay.
Bull butter.
I want to debut a new segment called Okay.
Horseradish.
Yeah.
Horseradish. I like Tyreek one. That man, that's horseradish.
Horseradish.
There we go. There we go.
Yeah.
So what did Melo say? Say that again.
Here's a quote. He has three gold medals with Team USA. Mm. A medal means something totally different than an NBA championship. It's the passion. True. It's the pride for a whole country. He said he wouldn't trade his gold medals for an NBA title.
I agree with that. He's a true patriot.
No, Hawk.
I'm proud to be an American where at least I know I'm free.
And the man who died to give that right to me.
And I'll proudly stand up.
Next to you.
And I won't forget the proudest land. Carmelo and the USA.
We never talk about how many gold medals any athlete has. We only talk about championships he have when you compare people. How many did LeBron have? LeBron versus Jordan. What's the count? Nobody knows because nobody cares.
LeBron has four. Jordan has one.
Who cares?
There's nobody ever says, oh, Bam Adebayo, he's got a gold medal. Oh, Charles Barkley, he's got a gold medal.
No, championships. And that's why I call BS on Melo. It would make his career look a lot better. I bet Charles Barkley would trade that gold medal for an NBA championship. Because now you can't criticize anything he did. He's one of the best basketball players ever to play. I got an Outback Bowl ring.
Mm. That's always in the conversation. Mm. I mean, in Australia.
You get anything from Outback? Like a gift card?
No, you got a big swag bag, didn't you?
You got a big swag bag. Oh, like residuals? No. I have the ring, though.
But you got, didn't you get the Outback gift card and some video games and stuff?
Yeah, but it was like, you know, we got like a portable DVD player. I'm sure I'm my age now. We had a bunch of great gifts, but it's not like
cordless phone
forever. Yeah, like the gift card was $100. I ran through that. Pilot. And a half. Yeah.
That reminds me, first year working on this show, for Christmas, Crowder handed me an Outback gift card straight out of his wallet. Said, here you go, big bro. Said, thank you. Mm-hmm. And I went to go use it, and there was $9.44 on the gift card. And that was your Christmas present to me. So thank you very much,
Crowder. Big bro. I want to get your app, big bro. I ain't going to pay for your meal. You're a grown-up. I'm going to grab the first two sweet teas, though, if you need it.
Here you go, big bro. Couple of drinks, man. With purchase of an entree.
All right, gentlemen, your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Oh, one other thing. Hawk, you won't have to wait until the next Masters to eat your next pimento sandwich.
Really?
Yeah, check this out.
Well, you've piqued my interest.
Check this out. All right, we'll talk about it in the next hour then. Now,
Chick-fil-A.
Hey. Chick-fil-A is bringing back their honey pepper pimento chicken sandwich.
No one's interested in honey pepper pimento. It gets so cutesy with everybody's got to get cutesy. Does Augusta National put honey pepper in the pimento sandwich? Or do they put pimento cheese in between two slices of bread?
Mm.
This Chick-fil-A is never going to last.
It has no legs.
You got to get cute with this stuff.
You want a Coca-Cola Oreo.
Yeah. That sounds good, doesn't it?
It's disgusting.
That sounds good. Somebody asked if at the Outback Bowl they serve barbecue food.
I'm a big fan of barbecue food.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Hot and humid, around 85 degrees. That is your weather.
We're in the heart of hurricane season. Shalana's going on a cruise Friday. There's like that thing, it was named, right? Ernesto? But it's not coming to South Florida, correct? I don't even think it's coming to the U.S. coastline.
It is not.
No, it's going off, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It veered off to the northeast.
Big E.
So is that going to create any rough waters for your cruise, or are you going to be okay?
Yeah, I mean, I believe the cruise ship will be okay, considering the cruise, or the storm, rather, is nowhere near where we are, Hawk.
Hawk,
I don't know.
He's leaving Miami and going to Bimini.
No, I'm going to Nassau.
Nassau. The boat, the front of the boat is touching land when the back of the boat is touching land.
Water gets displaced during these storms, and it creates a bobbing effect. Have you checked the Atlantic buoy system?
They don't even turn the engine on during this cruise. They let the boat float over.
Jimmy, can you check the Atlantic buoy system? Thank you.
Solana, when you leaving? I'm going to take a jet ski. I'm going to just ride next to your boat on the jet ski.
Friday.
Wait. Friday, what time?
Let's see. I'll tell you right now. Hold on. This should have been
in my itinerary. Throw me some food. Like, throw me a slice of pizza. I'll just be right next to your boat, and we'll ride over together.
Oh, the pizza on cruises is so good, man. Like that all-you-can-eat pizza. Oh, gangway.
Like one step below CC's.
Gangway is up at 3 p.m., Crowder, so we should make berth, I don't know, what do you think, like 4, 4.30?
Make berth.
Drop the gangway and a make berth.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Butt punt!
Hawk and Crowder.
So, from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Cut down day for the NFL and the Miami Dolphins. By the way, Famous Amos has passed away. I don't know if you saw this. Wally Amos, who's 88 years old, has passed away. But he was Wally Amos, most famous for creating the cookies, Famous Amos. And he was on an episode of The Office. I have a feeling that's where Solana knows him from.
I don't remember that.
Really? When they went to Tallahassee and they were debuting the pyramid device and the Dunder Mifflin stores. Mm-hmm. They had Famous Amos come in to talk about building a business.
No.
You don't recall that?
I don't recall Famous Amos at all in The Office. I know exactly what episode you're talking about, too.
Yeah, it was a whole story arc there.
Huh.
Yeah, Famous Amos is in that story arc of episodes from Tallahassee. But anyway, Famous Amos has passed away at the age of 88. Not my favorite cookies, because I like chewy cookies. Famous Amos were crispy cookies. They were good.
I love Famous Amos. Sometimes when you're in the aisle at Publix, just like right above the what's that, the little belt that you put your stuff on? Not going to help me out
the
there.
The grocery belt?
Yeah.
What do you have there?
Ran downstairs to get my wings.
From Wingstop? You're in Nashville and you Ubered in Wingstop?
I'm going to go to Bourbon Steak tonight with the GM of the Tennessee Titans, but a little lunch is not going to hurt anybody.
Well, why not bring in Hattie B's like Hattie Solana B's. Had said? Wingstop? I mean, what are we doing here?
Consistent.
They do have wings at Hattie B's. It's a chicken place. Yeah.
Man, I ain't worried about no Hattie B. I don't even know her.
Wingstop. I don't understand being in a different city when you can get other stuff. Bringing in Wingstop.
I want goodness. Guaranteed goodness.
What'd you get?
20-piece, half hot. Well, now you can pick them wing for wing, so I got 10 hot.
Did you fall off the wagon? It is so funny, man. This dude went from intermittent fasting to pescatarian to vegan or whatever. It's 4:30 in the afternoon. I have a little snack at 20 wings and then go to dinner tonight at a fancy steakhouse.
I haven't eaten all day.
Yeah, okay.
You know what?
Sure.
Yeah, this caloric deficiency isn't working. Okay, what my dad and my mom look like? I'm about to get fat.
Anyway, I was saying before you just picked up your Uber Eats, Famous Amos has passed away at the age of 88. Wally Amos.
Yep. Damn.
Yep.
The cookie guy.
Anyway, Dolphins transition. Dolphins have to cut down to 53 on the roster, as do all NFL teams. Omar Kelly wrote in the Miami Herald, Dolphins will burst plenty of NFL bubbles in the coming 2 weeks. And what he writes, these are some bubble guys, the key to surviving, if not thriving in the NFL, is maximizing the moments and capitalizing on opportunity when it comes your way. Whether that's inheriting a starting spot, Lester Cotton, that became vacant because of someone's injury, or benefiting from another player's release, like Brandon Pilley seems to be doing, putting himself in position to be the second team nose tackle because of Tier Tart's dismissal on Tuesday. Maybe it's being called on to lead a unit, River Craycraft, when others are being paced during training camp. Everyone typically gets a chance to solidify their footing on the team and depth chart, and it typically comes down to how the player on the spot performs when the lights shine bright. Here's a look at a couple of roster bubble situations the Dolphins decision makers will without question debate to figure out how they want to formulate the 53-man roster, which must be delivered to the NFL in 2 weeks. Defensive line. Tart's release opens the door for Pilley to make the team as the backup nose tackle to Benito Jones. Nose tackles are hard to find, so expect Pilley to either make the 53 or be retained on the practice squad if he isn't claimed. But Isaiah Mack, a 4-year veteran who has bounced around the NFL plenty, has a knack for making plays in practice and showcased that in the preseason when he recovered a Falcons fumble that set up a 5-yard touchdown run. Offensive line. The Dolphins will likely keep 10 offensive linemen on the 53-man roster because that unit has been the most decimated by injuries the past few seasons, which has created the you-can-never-have-enough mindset regarding O-linemen in the NFL. Patrick Paul, Kendall Lamb, Jack Driscoll are top backups to Miami's projected starters. The Dolphins are looking for players such as Cotton to raise their hand and prove they belong more so than a player that more so than a player like Ryan Hayes, Sean Harlow, or Chasen Hines, who were released last week and came back because of Keon Smith's season-ending knee injury. Inside linebacker, how much longer are the Dolphins going to wait for Channing Tindall to figure it out? He's on his third defense and still lacks the instincts needed to become an impactful inside linebacker. At this point, Ezekiel Vanderbug is ahead of him on the depth chart. Is that true?
Yep.
He's ahead of Tindall on the depth chart?
Tindall can't figure it out.
Who sticks around as Miami's fifth inside linebacker might come down to who contributes on special teams.
Yep. Let's see. 24.
Let's scroll down. This is Omar Kelly. You can read the entire thing in the Miami Herald. But for receiver, Eric Ezukama, Braylon Sanders, and Anthony Schwartz are all on unstable footing because they haven't performed well enough to crack the top five receiver spots. And rookie receiver Malik Washington has his inexperience and draft standing as a six-round pick on his side, possibly keeping him safe. Ezukama, a 2022 fourth-round pick, just returned from an injury that sidelined him for 2 weeks. He will need to produce more than Sanders and Schwartz, who were on Miami's practice squad last season. Ezukama's had a tough time getting snaps.
Availability.
And then tight end.
Availability's better.
Jonnu Smith, Durham Smythe, and Julian Hill have locked in the top three tight end roles, but Miami needs a fourth because of how often and how frequently the team uses a two tight end set. Tanner Connor has shined this camp, but he's sidelined by the ribs injury he suffered last season. That opens the door for Jody Fortson Jr. to close ground on Connor, but he's sidelined now by a stinger too. The next 2 weeks will likely determine if Connor or Fortson are destined to be on the practice squad or not. We've got cut down day a couple weeks away, 53-man roster, and again, you're talking about, you know, the end of the roster here. For me, the meat of the roster, the bulk of the roster, on paper,
top five.
You have a hell of an NFL team.
You do. Top five. Especially with the injured guys, Chubb, Jalen, and them. Bro, top five talent. But now
which is why it shocked me yesterday when we talked about the Fox Sports list of top 10 teams in the NFL, because my greater point was if the Dolphins aren't a top 10 team, I don't know who they need to add to become one.
They have to add a playoff win.
That's what they need to add, not a player, a playoff win.
Yeah, it's when you get down to it. Damn, the Texans, the Colts, it's a bunch of them. The Browns, the Steelers, the Bengals, it's just so many AFC teams. Now, speaking of the Chiefs, who are the big dogs out there, the Chargers, who I think are going to be very good with Harbaugh and Herbert there. Like, yeah, they're going to have to beat the hell out of some very good teams to get respect.
Oh, by the way, yesterday, this is so perfectly me. God bless me. Yesterday, you were talking about the Steelers, and I was talking about the Dolphins. We were talking about that Fox Sports list. And so I searched up strength of schedule, and I said, Dolphins, eighth,
strongest.
Toughest strength of schedule. That's a tough thing to do. And the Steelers, I think we're 31 or 30. Yeah, 31. And I said, that would leave me. Somebody tweeted at me and said, I read that backwards. That the Dolphins have the eighth easiest schedule. And the Steelers have the toughest schedule. So I don't know which one's true. It's very possible that I didn't know how to read what I was reading yesterday. But if indeed the Steelers do have the toughest schedule, then everything I said yesterday about betting them season over on wins, I take it all back. The reason that I was high on them is because you're high on them. And then I looked down, thought they had the easiest schedule in the league, and said, oh, bet the over on season wins. But if, in fact, they have the toughest schedule in the league, I take it all back.
Did you just say, I don't know what I read, what I read?
Yeah, I don't know if I read it right, if I read it incorrectly. I don't know, and I haven't bothered to go back and look at it. All I know is that the tweeter told me that I got it backwards.
You did. And here's how I know, because I just Googled NFL strength of schedule. I clicked on the first article, which is, I assume, what you did. And I'm reading here that they ranked...
Mine was profootballanalysis.com.
Yep. And I'm reading here that they ranked every NFL team from easiest, starting with number one, to hardest, ending with 32.
Right.
And the Miami Dolphins on this list, as you indicated yesterday, number 8. And the Pittsburgh Steelers, number 32.
That's the 8th easiest.
Correct. 8th easiest schedule in the NFL.
Everything that I said during that particular segment yesterday, opposite. Dolphins touchdown against them.
Oh, okay.
You understand what I'm saying?
Zero. Don't know.
That's an amazing, like, I did that whole segment about
opposite.
Like, I got all the information wrong. Every point that I made was based on the Dolphins having an unbelievably tough schedule and the Steelers having the easiest schedule. So everything I talked about was opposite.
Opposite.
So the Dolphins should cruise to the Super Bowl, as far as I'm concerned. They have the 8th easiest schedule in the league. They should absolutely have home field advantage. They should cruise to the Super Bowl.
They're going
to
cruise through the regular season, and then they're going to have to play some dog-ass AFC teams.
At home. Yeah, blame at home. Hold court.
Let's go. I'm with you, but that's what's going to happen.
I'm looking at the Steelers' schedule. I don't know, like, how they're able to analyze strength of schedule. Like, I don't know exactly what metrics they're using. But, I mean, this isn't much more difficult than the Dolphins. Like, the Dolphins play legit teams this year.
I thought the Dolphins had a very tough schedule. You talked about that murderer's rose. Crowder cannot eat these wings fast enough. He cannot wait. Wait till he finds out he's the one doing a live spot here in a second. I've heard him try to subtly open the box, subtly open the bag. I've heard everything. And now he's just eating wings.
In Crowder's defense, though, I mean, he's had that bag sitting there for the past 30 minutes. And now he's listening to somebody tell him that everything he argued yesterday was wrong.
Right. Opposite.
Opposite. I'm not eating wings. I'm not opening bags. Opposite.
Let me see. What wing are you eating? What flavor is that?
I hit the lemon pepper first.
You eat Wingstop. Breaded? You eat Wingstop a lot. And I haven't had Wingstop in like 15 Wingstop. Years.
Because you have no taste buds.
Well, Solana likes barbecue food. I've only had Wingstop once in my life, and it was with Crowder. Remember they brought it to the radio station?
Yes. That's the only time you ate Wingstop?
The only time I've ever eaten Wingstop.
Best wings in the world.
Really? Oh, come on, man.
What are you going to say? Some weird old place down in Wynwood?
Honestly, though, and listen, we all like Rick Ross. I believe he's a big investor in Wingstop. But the best wings in the world?
Wingstop.
No.
Yes.
I like Wingstop, but they're not the best wings in the world. Like, Sports Grill has...
The little grilled BS, the little grilled
the
wings.
The little grilled. So what are you talking
they're
about?
So cutesy.
Special
Try
grill.
My wing. Put my He's wing in
Crowder's right on
grease.
This one. Crowder's right on this one. I mean, you want to go have a healthy order of wings, the grill,
but
whatever.
But it's not
grill.
Healthy. They're not healthy.
It's healthier than fried.
Right, but it's just a different way of cooking it. I'm not eating a special grill because
they're
healthier.
It's a way of cooking it healthier. It's not frying.
But they're not cooking.
The fry is the most delicious
if we're talking about wings, we're talking about fried wings.
Why?
I'm not talking about grilled
wings.
Grill a wing. Grilled wings. And figure out how we're doing. And it's stupid. Fry my wing. Put some sauce on it. Put it in a box. Give me some blue cheese.
Just for the sake of argument, best wings in the world have to be fried wings. Period, end of story. Yeah. Period, end of story.
They don't. Like, that might be your opinion, but they don't.
No, it's fact.
They don't. I love fried wings, by the way. But Sports Grill, I'm not eating those, and people don't love them in Miami because
they're healthier. I didn't say people don't love them, but I'm telling you, they're not the best wings in the world because they're not fried.
They're the best wings. They're probably the best wings in Miami. For sure.
The best wings
They're grilled.
Yeah.
The best wings in the world are the Mighty Wings from McDonald's. And let's hope they bring those back. Those are so good.
Those are terrible. And they're little and the bones break in your mouth.
Opposite. All right. 5 o'clock. Funky Buddha happy hour is coming up.
What am I reading?
5 o'clock, Funky Buddha happy hour is coming up. We'll continue talking about things that we'll probably have to correct tomorrow.
what we got going here, Jack.
That's the way this show operates. You're going to talk about Ed Morse here, your friend Ed Morse.
Oh! Oh, Ed Morse.
I mean, wasn't that like that surprising? There was like four options of what you could be talking about here. It's like I said something so out of it. Oh, Ed Morse.
Ed Morse. Y'all know I'm backed by Morse. And Morse is backed by me. Got the Ed Morris.
I don't even think he's looking for the commercial. I think he's just eating wings.
Sorry, Crowder. Why don't we give you a few seconds here?
Ed's my friend. We're friends.
All right.
Ed's your friend.
Hawk, you can.
Ready to ride. Edmore Sawgrass Buick GMC is ready to help you save. Come see my guy, Chris Atkins. You know my man, the GM down there at Edmore's. He is an amazing dude and his team. They will make sure that you drive away with the best deals on your next car. They've got over 22 acres of factory fresh Buicks and GMCs, row by row of vehicles right there on sale, ready for you to take one home right now. Save thousands with the 20% off MSRP on the new Sierra trucks. Check out the 2024 Buick Sierra. It is a beautiful truck. Or drive the new 2024 Buick Encore. It's just $139 a month. Ride out in a new GMC Sierra right there, 1500 crew cab, $259 a month. I'm telling you, my man Chris Atkins is going to watch out for you. Or get as low as 0.9% APR financing. Wait no more. Encore is $139. Sierra is $259. Or get 0.9%. Just click Edmore Sawgrass Buick GMC.com, your lease return headquarters. GMC, we are professional grade.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Don't catch no chicken, don't make no stew.
Hawk and Crowder.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Horseshoe pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.